This is John Mitchell from Sell IT Better, and welcome to the second in a series of five excerpts taken from my webinar, The 5 Mistakes People Make When Selling IT Software and Services into the Banks or Large Corporates. In the first excerpt, I covered as an overview for the series that the key area where companies and their people struggle is that they fail to establish credibility with the customer during the buying process, where essentially the buyers are looking at the risk of doing business with you. If some components during the buying process do not come across as credible, then a seed will be sown that the end product may be equally deficient. The most important thing is that you need to understand that throughout the buying process, there is this subconscious or hidden agenda. In my first audio, I covered mistake number one, being the failure to appreciate my issues. With this one now addressing the failure to bring added value to life in terms that mean something to the customer. During the buying process, a lot of salespeople use the phrase, "we add value," or something similar. They do this as a potential differentiator, and also when discussing price with the procurement people to justify their proposed costs. What most of them then fail to do is to bring that to life in terms that mean something to the customer. To help explain what I mean by that, if you can visualize an iceberg, with the price being the visible bit, the value then lies below the surface. To be different from your competitors, you should analyze and describe what this value could be and establish what that might be worth to the potential customer. During this very interesting and rewarding exercise, it is worth remembering that companies do not exist to buy things, so how can you assist their success in selling? And how you can assist in taking cost out of their business. This could be an actual cost or alleviating some pain point. For example, I was role-playing an underperforming salesman as a favour to his director. The company was effectively selling testers, i.e. people. He was a junior salesman, and after saying that I met a lot of people who sold testers, I asked him why I should buy from him, being the very important "why you" question. His answer was, "it is the quality of our people." After a pregnant pause, I then asked him why the quality of his people was any better than the quality of the other companies I saw. He was totally unable to bring his statement to life in terms that meant something tangible to me. Interestingly, I later worked with a similar company who, as a result, became able to do just that and began winning significant testing contracts because they could differentiate themselves in terms that meant something to the customer. Another example is where a bank is trying to buy an application software package. One of their largest costs, and definitely the biggest pain, is that of the end-to-end testing process. The thought then occurs that it might be of significant value to them if you could say and bring to life, "our code is of such a good quality that you may not need all the testing cycles that you are currently planning." With an internal team of around 40 people, there may be significant savings to be had. But even if they don't take you up on it, what a powerful and empathetic statement that was. As for pain points, just think about the way companies invoice for expenses and the budget forecasting pain that that creates for project managers. If you are unable to find any tangible and meaningful added value, and therefore end up just trading on price, do not be surprised when you are treated like a commodity supplier. Finally, it is worth remembering that customers do not choose to buy from you just because you offer great features, functionality, and benefits. They choose the vendor who can provide the most value to their business as well as on a personal level. In audios 3, 4, and 5, I cover additional mistakes that people frequently make, being The failure to use credible materials. The failure to establish an empathy with the buyer or buyers. The failure to build on an initial sale. I hope you found this content valuable, and if you would like to explore this fascinating subject further, including my value-based selling workshop, then please contact me, John Mitchell, at Sell IT Better. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.